The Smart and Simple Podcast, meeting brands, marketers, and advertisers where they are and helping them reach their next level. Before we outline the clarity call, we want to make sure you're in the right place. You're listening to Episode 3 of the Smart and Simple Podcast. The first season of the Smart and Simple Podcast is dedicating to helping businesses complete the four smart and simple steps to growing revenue. Smart and Simple Communications is the marketing brand of Ozarks Dynacom. If you need more information about who Smart and Simple Communications is, please listen to Episode 1 or visit smartandsimplecommunications.com. Now, Episode 3 is about clarity. Clarity regarding your goal, your customer, and your story. How do you find more customers? How do you join the conversation happening in your prospect's mind? How do you serve them? To help us get focused on clarity, meet Sherita Brashears and John Fancher, our revenue team leaders at Ozarks Dynacom and coaches for Smart and Simple Communications. Sherita, John, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having us.
You bet. You bet. Now, both of you have managed a number of campaigns on the radio side, right? I mean, that goes back more years than probably anybody really wants to talk about. But you've also been very successful with other types of sales. Sherita, you've worked for a number of large company and family-owned companies, right?
I have. I've been worked for corporations, and then I've also worked for some small family-owned businesses. And really, the processes are the same. The scope and size, maybe the resources you have available, those things can change, but the process remains the same.
John, you've been in radio for a number of years, but you've also had a very strong sales career. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I ran several furniture stores for a national chain before I got into the radio side with Zimmer Radio, and then also been in the resort industry vacations for about a decade.
So Sherita, when you sit down and talk with a client, and I know we've got the four smart and simple steps and we're going to talk about that, but beyond those four smart and simple steps, what are you looking for from that customer? How do you help them gain that clarity?
Really just talking about what they're needing to accomplish, because that's where it all starts. It's just like the old cliche that if you don't know where you're going, how do you ever know when you got there? Or how do you even know how close you are to getting there when you have no idea? So really, it's getting an understanding of and building a relationship with that customer in terms of, you know, what their business, how their business is looking now, today, you know, what they want that business to look like, you know, a week, a month, a year from now, you know, what direction they're going. And sometimes goals are more than business goals. Sometimes there's a goal to do something that's going to better your family mm-hmm. because of how you've made your business better, or it's working better for your employees and their families. So all of those things need to wrap in to how you handle your marketing.
All through discovery questions and just letting them tell their story too. I mean,
Let's talk about that story, because this is my opinion, and you guys, good Lord knows they will argue. Sometimes we get talking about advertising, though, and we kind of get into this advertising mode. We talk like we would never talk and for all your needs and all of this kind of stuff. But sometimes that happens overall when you're looking at your business. You almost think you have to get into this special advertising world where you got to get down and dirty and very transparent when it comes right down to it, right?
Yeah. You got to be able to look at the faults too, and some of the things that maybe aren't going the way you want them to go. And that can be a really good place to start to improve your business and get back on the right track. But that's hard. Sometimes that's hard, especially if it's a small business and it's your baby and you have grown it, you know, from something small to where it is today. Sometimes it's hard to see.
A clarity call can get uncomfortable, and
it's
intentional. So,
yeah,
because the right clarity call really gets to the point and gets to the problem. And sometimes we don't want to talk about our problems, and we can talk too much about our problems sometimes, but we've got to have clarity on that problem before we can even go to that next step. Something else you guys may disagree with me on, but one of the things we talk about here that hopefully you don't disagree on, that we believe all advertising works. The billboards work if used correctly. Mm-hmm.
newspaper work, if used correctly. Obviously, digital works. Now, you got to have an understanding of what digital is. Digital isn't just social media. It's digital, and there's all kinds of different things that we can do there. The problem is the story, right? I mean, if the story is not clear, what is Donald Miller talk about? If you confuse, you lose with StoryBrand is one of the things he talks about. So if it's not clear, or if it's just a bunch of cliches, nothing's going to work because you're not connecting with anybody.
Right. And sometimes what people fall into is trying to tell too much of their story at one time. And that causes confusion too. And there's only so much information that we can absorb at one time. So you have to have real clarity on what you really want to focus on. So that's something that we look at too.
The other thing that we sometimes do when we understand what all the words mean, it's easier talking to someone else about their business and helping them get clear because we know what each other means. We have the terms and all of that kind of acronyms and all of that. You got to get rid of that because the customer, they don't care. They don't need it. It doesn't connect with them.
Right.
And I think we'll get that in the four smart and simple steps when we get to, the steps down there. You always have to put yourself in the audience's shoes. And are you solving their problem?
Right. So. Right. And are you back to, does advertising work? Well, advertising, a billboard won't work if you put the entire front page on it.
Yeah.
It won't get that done, right?
Right.
There's every medium has an opportunity that is their sweet spot. And the problem is sometimes because the customer, this is a reality, not a problem, but the customer has all the power. So they can go in, experience a meal or experience something and come out and tell the world about it. So if you're not delivering, if your radio commercial or your newspaper or whatever it is, if this ad delivers an experience and somebody goes there and that experience ain't there, as we say in Galena, it's not going to, that's not going to work out well for you at all.
Right.
And Sharita, you talk about it, 30 years ago, people would just go away and be disappointed. Now they can tell hundreds of thousands of people, some of them, not all of them, but
right. Really. Yeah, and the reality is just human nature is you're going to tell people the bad things 10 times more than you're going to tell them a good experience.
Oh, woe is me situation.
Yes, always say the bad stuff comes out harder and longer than the other stuff. So you really have to be, in today's world, really have to be intentional in what you tell people and how you deliver that. And you have to stand behind what you say.
Google reviews of restaurants are a good example of that. If it's a 5-star, you might get a 5-star and it's just the 5 stars. If it's a bad experience, you're getting paragraph and the whole story.
Right.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
And you get a bunch of those. I mean, you get one or two and the rest are great. Well, we've met those one or two people we understand, or we understand that sometimes there's bad experiences. But you get one after another.
There's a pattern.
Yeah. So, John, we're in a clarity call. We're talking about clarity. We're talking about the four steps. What are the four steps?
The four steps is step one, you have to go through the goal. So we can dive into step one just a little bit further. What does your client need to accomplish? Having one measurable goal is the place to start. And below are some options, and we can talk about those. I've circled a few of my favorites, which is build brand awareness. So... another one is build database for future sales efforts. That was tough to say for some reason. Change current perceptions. If you have something going astray with your business, increase sales, improve revenues. And another one, the last one that I circled out of several, is target new customers and new areas for growth.
And I think another thing that we have to look at, John, when we're going through the goals is we have to try to get them as measurable as we can.
Yeah.
Some things are easy to measure, like I want to increase sales by X amount. You know, that's easy to measure.
But just saying I want to increase sales is not.
It's not enough.
Right.
That's not, and everybody wants to do that. So that's not enough. And then also going back to like your Google restaurant reviews, maybe one of your goals in your branding campaign is to raise your reputation, is to manage your reputation better and to build your brand. Then we still need a way. How are we going to measure that that's happening? So are we going to continue like looking at those reviews and starting to see an uptick in the positive ones? Or there has to be measurement for this to be a true goal.
Yeah. And this is where all the deep, maybe uncomfortable conversations come. You have to deep discovery questions here.
Right.
Yeah, because sometimes on the radio side, and we don't want to turn this 100% on radio, but on the radio side, finding that negative that you're really struggling with, and there's some creative opportunities there that we can take that negative and actually turn it into a story that people relate with.
Right. That's kind of like, you know, the Hertz, how Hertz said, we're number two. I mean, they just embraced it.
Right.
You know, we're not number one. We're number two, but we're trying harder.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you can do that. And that improved their business tremendously, just owning second place.
So in the smart and simple steps, you really have to pause at step one, because it's very simple to go out and do a customer needs analysis and go through these steps. And you start off with step one, just real quick. Okay, so what's your goal out of this? Increase sales. All right, moving on, step two.
Yeah, what does that mean? Yes. You know, and really, how are you going to track that? Like Sherita was talking about, but then are you going to give it time? Because nothing happens. I mean, if this worked overnight, all the advertising rates would be a lot higher. Yeah. I mean, you got a lot of forces coming against you. People die. People don't remember all of those different things. You got to stay there fighting, moving forward.
Right.
All right. What's second?
Step two is decide your audience. Who does your client most want or need to reach? Knowing the target audience determines message location, timing, content, and tone. And out of the subtopics on mine, I circled what problem or need does this potential customer have, and how can your client help solve it?
Yeah, really, when it comes right down to it, when we're looking at that, to me, they have great customers. So if we were in a call, I would ask Sherita, what are your customers, you know, describe them now. Where do they come from? What's the mindset? All of those different things. And then what we're trying to do is go find more of those people and feed them to their sales funnel or their revenue funnel. Really, do you agree with that?
Yeah, exactly. And then also maybe kind of thinking a little bit deeper and listening to what your customers are saying when they're visiting your establishment. So kind of being aware of things that they're saying. Are they having issues? Or, you know, what are they looking for? So you can better tailor, you know, how you need to market to those folks.
And sometimes, and I think I'm jumping ahead to message, sometimes you look at the frequently asked questions, you know, that's a great place to start looking at your advertising, because the prospect is already there. They're already asking those questions. So how can you help them become a customer by answering those questions, you know, in advance? But you talked about it earlier, John, finding new folks. There is that opportunity, whether that's geographical or whether that's a new business line that they're opening, those types of things. And, you know, a lot of people, you'll hear people say, I really want to bolster my Monday evening, you know, if you're a restaurant. And it's like, okay, well, I see that. But now for that person, you got to maybe get them out of the house on a Monday or do a lot of different things. Where a Friday, how do you build the highs on what you're already doing?
Right.
There?
And I think on this audience deal, just to me personally, and the very heading of it, who does your client most want or need to reach? I think the word need is a lot more important based on the goals. I mean, I think they're both there for the reason, but you can want clients, but you have to have the goal to find those new clients.
Right.
Otherwise, we need to find the ones you need to hit your goal.
So. Absolutely. All right, so we started with the goal. We talked about the customer. What's step three?
Once we've established the goal that we're digging into and the audience to find and hit that goal, step three of the four smart and simple steps is the message. And that's where we need to go deep and spend a whole lot of time, because it's all about the message. Create a clear message for your client. The key here is to guide your target audience to your client's goods or services in order to solve their problem or meet their tangible and intangible needs.
So when you talk about message, to me, that's where audio, I mean, we could say radio, but that's where audio is so strong, because it just, It is, but it's not strong enough to overcome a bad message or a message full of cliches. And Sherita, you talk yes. about the cliches a lot, mm-hmm. and you talk about that just doesn't work in copy. Talk more about that.
Yeah. There are some, I call it lazy writing. And it's, you know, there's just some lazy writing that can happen when you're trying to create a message. And that's picking up little cliches. Like you mentioned one earlier, you know, we solve, you know, we meet all your needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's worthless copy.
Right.
Because that means nothing. Every person out there is going to say, I meet all your needs. That doesn't identify what you're doing for them.
Or the world's best.
Or the, yeah, or the best. Yeah. Yeah. We're the best. Or one that ties into that that I really don't like either is best service. We have mm-hmm. the best service. Well, everybody also says we have the best service. So that makes it cliche. So what you really have to get drilled down to is what's unique to you. Like John said, how are you solving your customers' problems? How does your product make their life better? And then try to really stay away from cliches and stay away from phone numbers.
Yes.
If you're using audio.
Yes.
Now print, fine.
Sure.
Audio, we would, you know, recommend using your website.
Website.
Let's
Absolutely.
Direct them to your website. People can remember words way better than they can remember numbers. So remembering all those numbers in a phone number, when you hear it on the radio, they're not going to remember that. I mean, it's difficult to remember. But a website, because it's words, people are easier to do that. So
let's drive down that road just a little bit, because we believe that having a great website,
yes.
and a great website doesn't mean it to be all, creative and all of that kind of stuff. That customer is coming in. They need something. Can you help them? And tell them on the front page,
yes.
they don't care what your granddaddy did. I love my granddaddy a lot, but they don't care. They're worrying about you. You can have a history about granddad, but don't put it on the front page. They
right.
want to know what problem do you serve and how do I get to it?
Correct.
And you have that as a strong page. And again, I will tell you that, and these guys roll their eyes a little bit, Donald Miller, Marketing Made Simple, he really breaks that out. If you don't have that book and you're trying to, whether you're a brand or an entrepreneur or own a store, you need that book. You need to read that.
Right.
So, man, get that good website.
Yes,
and use
and then send
and drive
people
to it.
Yeah, send people to it. I think
picture your audience, and in radio, a lot of them are driving down the road. They don't have the pin there like we talked about. I mean,
right.
an easy website. I mean, if you had the phone number 867-5309, awesome, because they're going to remember it. But I mean, that's not the case. So.
Who would we find then?
Also with clear message, I think is being a little bit creative. So you can list everything you do, and if it's a boring ad, people are going to tune it out. Yeah. And there's not going to be any personal connection between you and your audience. So you really have to place them somewhere where they can experience your product in their mind.
Yep.
So help them experience it. So they're going to want to go to your website or come to your place of business and experience in real life.
Sherita wrote some copy not too long ago, and it was a real estate company in Carroll County, and they were talking about farmland and all of that. There was not a list of you get this building and this many acres and all of that. It was truly talking about country living, sitting on the porch and hearing the frogs and all mm-hmm. of those things. People can connect to that. You can talk about outbuildings and list all that. And again, that's different. You wouldn't list that. Maybe on your newspaper ad you do,
right.
you know, because there's more information that makes some sense, but not on radio.
Right. Put that on your website.
Right.
Let them crave more information.
Yes.
And go to your website or wherever you're, or come to your business and get all of those details. And I think we run into that a lot with also employment ads.
Mm-hmm.
So people tend to, on employment advertising, you see it in print and on audio and even on TV ads, they tend to list all the benefits of, but it's just you get a 401k, you get dental insurance, you get, or whatever it is. But they don't tell anything about the company's environment that you're going into, and that's important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are really choosy and they have lots of options. So what you want them to feel like they belong in your company. So if you've gone through these steps, you have your goals and you know your audience, then you can really specifically target that message, even an employment ad, at specifically at those people. And you want them to feel at home in your company. I've seen some really good ones. There's a company called, I think it's Llama. It's out of Springfield. They do wonderful employment ads. Mm. They're fun. They're upbeat. They make me want to work there. I don't even know what the job is about. It's some sort of digital thing that
they,
I'm not familiar
set it
with.
Up that you don't even care about the benefits. Yeah, you just want to join the family.
That's exactly. Yeah, that's it.
So. Well,
that's
you guys
it.
Remember what McDonald's did? And this was a TV ad. Now, this was a number of years ago, but remember the retired man that went into McDonald's for his first one? I can tell by the eyes they don't remember. Just trust me, it was an amazing ad, John. You would have loved it. You could be working for McDonald's today if you would have seen that
My
ad.
My goodness, if only I had seen it. They weren't targeting the right audience.
But it was about making him feel useful and yes. able to add value.
I mean, right.
Again,
right.
this was 30 years ago. So we have the goal, we have the message, we have the customer, now we have the message. And really, step four is just putting that all together
yep.
when it comes right down.
Implementation,
to it.
Our right. favorite word. Right. Delivery or deliver this clear message at the right time and the right place. That kind of explains it right there.
Yeah. And, you know, again, some people are going to disagree with that. I think sometimes we go way overboard trying to figure out the right time. I mean, it always makes me laugh when somebody goes, well, I'm not open Sunday, so I don't want to advertise on Sunday. I'm like, okay, so you're coming out of church, you got a customer, and they say, tell me about your business. Do you tell them at that particular point, hey, I'm closed, you'll have to call me tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you on Monday.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. So this is all about helping you grow revenue. Do we want the opportunity to work with you at Ozarks Dynacom? Of course we do. But what we really want is everyone growing. Because when you look at the community and when you look at the region, that's what really helps everybody when we have strong businesses going. And we just hope that you'll take this, you'll look at it, and we can help you with your business. And John, they can call us, right? But now, this is a podcast, so we can do a number because they can go back. It's not on radio.
417-331-1525. Direct cell phone. I would say I answer it 24 hours a day, but don't want to lie on a podcast.
Okay. Well, we'll let you take those calls. You just get them to me and Sharita once they call. How's that?
That's right.
Sharita, what did we miss in closing? What would you...
Her phone number.
What would you summarize? Yeah.
I don't want to overburden them with too many numbers here. I just hope people take the time to be intentional about their marketing because it's important. I mean, I tell clients that they've invested in a building. They've invested in inventory. They've invested in employees. Now it's time to invest in customers. And marketing is how you invest in customers. So it's important to the success of your business. So, and I appreciate you letting us chat about it a little bit, Steve.
I appreciate you both. Do you have anything you want to wrap up?
I think we covered the four smart and simple steps.
Remember what we talk about. There's no magical advertising out there. Is it delivering your message? And that's what we've tried to outline here on this episode 3. We'll be back with episode 4. Want to remind you can go to smartandsimplecommunications.com and all the information's there, including John's phone number, I'm sure. Maybe a baby picture. We don't know what else he's put up there. But we want to help you grow revenue, and we look forward to seeing you on episode 4 of the Smart and Simple Podcast.
Thanks, everybody.